Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Just One Last episode where we talk about all things Asian dramas. Not real drama, just TV show dramas. My name is Mai, and today's episode will be talking about, well, me and introducing myself as the host for this show and also introducing the show in general. But before we continue, please don't forget to subscribe and continue listening to us on all the podcast radio platforms that you listen to, and support us by giving us the best rating ever with some positive feedback and comments. Also, please follow us on all social media and send us some other drama comments or messages or relating to drama so we can continue with the show. That was a lot. Hi. Yeah, my name is Myra, but I go by Mai, and this is the Just One Last episode. Why did I start doing this is the question. See, the thing is that I actually have been considering doing this show forever, and I mean forever, and I just kept pushing it and pushing it because my thoughts were, well, I need a co-host or I need someone to do this with. But in reality, you just need to do it. And I finally kind of threw myself out there and I'm doing it and I'm writing all the notes by myself. I'm literally doing everything all by myself. I don't know why I say it's an us thing, a we thing, but you know, it's just, it's one person and that's me. It's a solo journey. Who knows? But yeah, again, introduction. So I want you guys to get to know me, you know. Again, this is like a show where you get to make a friend with, you know, a friend who does the same things as you do where it comes to dramas. And I guess someone that you can totally talk to when you're feeling a bit lonely. And that's kind of what I've been feeling lately. I've been feeling kind of lonely, and I thought maybe this would be a great opportunity to just let go of everything and just share all my thoughts and feelings about dramas, because I've been binge watching it. It is Memorial Weekend, so I initially had plans, but something personal happened at home where I'm literally stuck at home doing nothing other than watching dramas. So I figured, well, I've been binge watching, why not start there? But yeah, before I tell you kind of like an update on everything else, here's my little story. Myra, again, Myra. I prefer Myra the Spanish way. I am Mexican-American. Parents are from Mexico. Of course, born here. Raised in California till about I was 13, and then we moved out here to Utah and have been here ever since. I am gonna be 30. It's gonna be a grandiose time. I don't know. I'm gonna be 30, so it's a crazy thing to say, but yeah, that's 30. Wow. Anyways, so a hobby of mine other than just watching and binge watching dramas, and also actually like watching variety shows, Korean variety shows, just because they make me laugh so much. Running Man is one of them. If you are a listener who watches these shows and knows Running Man is legit. Many other variety shows that I kind of just watch sporadically. I don't consistently watch them, but I watch them when I feel like I want to. Other than just like watching dramas and stuff, I like to write a lot. I've been kind of writer's block. I haven't been really writing, and I should. I'm actually updating on a story that I completely finished, but I want to update that, so there's that. Reading, I've been MIA on reading. I have tons of books, but I just have not been doing anything. I like dancing. Yes, I'm one of those people that likes to learn choreography from those, like, K-pop bands. Yeah, okay, I'm one of those people. But yes, I like doing those because it keeps me going. It's like my own cardio at home when I actually don't go to the gym. Other things, I like to do new things. I like to go out and meet new places and new people, and I haven't been able to do that. It's just been kind of a roller coaster ride of emotions, and I need that outing. So this weekend was that, but unfortunately things kind of went south. Though the good thing out of this is the starting point of me in doing this podcast. So Yay. What else? I mean, yeah, I am an open book when it comes to hobbies. I'm willing to try new things except jumping off a cliff. Please, excuse if you're willing to disregard whatever you want to call it. My accent, it comes and goes when it pleases, and I'm just, yeah. Yeah, so tell me something about you guys. Of course, you won't be responding when this goes up or when I'm talking to the microphone right now. Excuse me, but I would really like to get to know you guys, get to know other podcast, or I mean, sorry, drama watchers out there. Considering the fact that I don't really have any other friends out there who do watch dramas, and if they do, they always stop midway or they just don't finish watching the dramas. So it's yeah, hopefully this would be a great way for me to kind of find somebody out there anywhere that is willing to listen to my rant about dramas and or bring in their opinions, because sometimes it's great to listen to your opinions too, because someone may not like a certain drama because of the way that they made the storyline come out, whereas somebody may like it. For instance, Hotel de Luna, if you guys haven't seen it, it's one of those dramas that I genuinely loved. It stars IU. If you guys don't know IU, she is a solo singer, and the drama from the beginning, it tells us how it's gonna end. Yo, though, many people that watched it, the last episode, it was a bittersweet ending. I don't want to say too much, but again, the ending is basically on the first episode. It tells you what's gonna happen. But again, many fans were upset because it didn't end with that happy romantic ending that we're used to. We just have to realize that not all dramas are gonna end that way. And I personally knew from the beginning it was not gonna end with a good, I don't want to say good ending, but just it wasn't gonna end with a perfect romantic ending. It was gonna end with a bittersweet ending. And I was content and I bawled my eyes out, of course, but it was still worth the watch because no matter what, there was a character development between almost all of them. And we also got to just see a romance blossom, but also see someone find her place. It's maybe this should be an episode on its own, but just like that one. Or Goblin. Goblin was another one, 2016 drama that came out. That one was a huge hit, and again, bittersweet ending. So not everybody is gonna like the endings. So it would be great to kind of get their perspective because I, again, am more of a gray rather than black and white. So I see things in both sides, though I kind of stick to the how it ends, it's gonna end that way. Cool. On to the next drama. So that's just me. But again, there's different many perspectives, and it will be great to get your perspective. Well, so now that I went on a rant, even though it was really unnecessary, the premise of the podcast. I already introduced myself. Again, I may include some other co-hosts here and there, but this is mainly for me, for myself, and I. From the beginning, I did say I am doing this all by myself. I bought everything for myself. I'm doing this on my computer, laptop, iPad, phone. I'm doing literally just doing all of this by myself because I felt like finally, for once, I just needed grow some balls and do it and not be relying on somebody else because it's just gonna take me nowhere. And so finally, I just took that initiative and I'm here. And though it is just by myself, I hope that you or anyone that's listening is willing to kind of work with me or try this out because I know that it's not a basic podcast show that you're used to listening to, but it's something different where you can just listen rather than having to sit and watch. You can just listen to my rant about a show and or personal thoughts about a show. Right. So I totally went on a different segue there. Going back to the premise. The premise of this show is just basically talking about dramas. And I did sort of throw it out there in the trailer, but it is talking about dramas and our opinions about them, not just the plot twist and the plots or the twists or whatever it may have been, but going into depth, you know, talking about costume design. Because sometimes, even though the drama may be great, the costume sucks a lot. So there's that. Or the music, or the acting, or the character development, or even the chemistry between the actor and actress, you know, kind of pointing out that there are some actresses out there or some actors out there that just have no chemistry, and that's just gonna happen. So I don't necessarily want to just focus on that drama, but focus on everything on this whole drama from beginning to end. And I don't want to do like however many episodes and then go for it, and then, you know, once it's over, do it again. No, I'm probably gonna just stick with not necessarily binge watching it, but finish it to where I can. Yes, I'm one of those drama watchers that can actually watch at least one episode a day and not freak out. Though, depending on how good the drama is, I do wait until there's at least three or four so I can binge watch it. But that depends, of course. Not everybody's like that. Yes, so we're gonna go into depth about it. Maybe even have a few episodes here and there where we can kind of do like a top 10 or top 5 or least favorite, or, you know, the whatever it may be, maybe even an award. Who knows what happened to my voice? I don't know. Point is, I want to not just stick to one thing, I want to stick to many things that relate to dramas, you know, and also maybe just bringing some music into this, because music, if you don't know, a lot of Chinese dramas and Korean dramas, which I sometimes solely focus on, their music is more original rather than music coming from other artists. Whereas in Hollywood movies and shows, they tend to always get their own music, but most of the times they tend to gravitate towards music that's already been published. So that's just kind of what I'm trying to say there. But that's one thing. Sorry, I'm just making sure because my dog keeps barking, so I just want to make sure there's nothing going on. We're good. Anyway, so yeah, so again, we're not trying to just focus on the story plot and that's it. Another thing is I want to do episodes where some shows are not necessarily triggering, but shows that really relate to you on a personal level. An example, It's Okay Not to Be Okay, a 2020 drama that came out. I remember I was watching it during my birthday last year, and when it came out, it's a drama that you don't see or hear often. Why? Because it talks about mental health, and it talks about disorders and health issues, and it's something that you don't hear often, specifically in Korean dramas, just because mental health is such a I don't know if I'm saying this right, it's a stigma, I think is how you say it. It's where they just don't find mental health a huge deal. And I feel like it's something where it's starting to grow here in the States, but obviously in other countries, said like in Mexico, just giving you an example, mental health is just, it's nothing. It's not important. And so It's Okay Not to Be Okay, was something that opened the eyes of many, 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 many people that watch dramas, many, many people that have been dealing the same situation as these characters were. And I personally felt a lot of what was going on with each character, and it affected me in a way where, holy wow. For the first time, I'm seeing this in a Korean drama, and it's brilliant. And I, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it didn't hit very well in Korea, but it was a huge hit here in the States. So going forward, obviously, again, I'm just giving you examples, but we can go on and on and on and on. It's just talking about dramas that are controversial in that aspect, or hit home, or just going on a personal level. And that's another thing that I want to do, is I want to really hit home with these dramas. Because again, TV shows may seem like a taboo thing. Like, it's just TV shows. But sometimes, personally for me, Asian dramas have affected me in a way where I'm able to escape from reality for a moment. And of course, I'm not those one of those people that focus on the dreams and that and fantasies, because I don't, you know. Every once in a while, we're going to have those moments. But I feel like these dramas have helped me figure out the things that I want to do. Mental health, like, it's helped me kind of forget for just a moment the reality that's around me and just learn. You know, I got to learn so much, and it's taught me who I am. Sorry if you guys are hearing that. That's my dog. He's coming into my room. But yeah, so that's just one thing that I'm trying to tell you guys. Okay, so hopefully you guys got everything there. I have another thing for you guys, and that's getting to know me on the drama spectrum. And basically the question that I had was, what was my first drama? What was your first drama? A little funny fun fact, everybody that I know that started watching K-dramas told me that they've seen Boys Over Flowers 2012 version, I think it is, and that's with, is it 2012? 2015? Something like that. When, anyways, with Lee Min-ho, and I've never seen it. Granted, I've only seen it in the Chinese version, Meteor Garden, so yeah, sue me. I'm sorry, I just don't know if I will watch it. I think it's because it's so old that I don't know if I can actually get to it. So, to give you guys an idea, my first official ever K-drama was Noble My Love. It was a web series. A web series on Netflix. I was just bored one night, I should say, and I just binge-watched the heck out of them. Like, no joke. Noble My Love came out in 2015, and it is a drama with a very familiar actor, actually. His name is Song Hoon. I hope I'm pronouncing that wrong. I apologize for any mispronunciation, but Song Hoon, he is pretty much well known for any other dramas like My Secret Romance, a current 2021 dramas, Love, Marriage, and Divorce, Oh My Venus. So that's just some of the few dramas that you've seen. Sorry, dog barking. Dorg? Did I say dorg? Dog. D-O-G, Myra, D-O-G. Anyways, and the actress that's also very familiar, very well known for this drama. Oh goodness gracious, where am I? I'm looking it up right now. Her name is Kim Dae-kyung, and she was actually one of my favorite dramas. If you guys don't know, she was in the drama called The Secret Life of My Secretary 2019, and she was Veronica Mars. Wait. Mars? Veronica. Whoa. Veronica Park. And there's a meme for that. So if you guys know what I'm talking about, you have to check it out. But yeah, Noble My Love was my very first official K-drama. And then after that, I think it was She Was Pretty or Oh My Venus. One of those two. So point is, I saw like a mini webtoon web dramas. So I didn't go into the bandwagon of things. But yeah. That's my little history for you guys. What is my favorite drama? It's going to be silent for 30 minutes because I don't actually have a favorite one. To be quite honest with you, I have a favorite one per year. No, let me rephrase that. I have a favorite one per season, maybe month. Who knows? One of the two. I don't have a favorite one. If I can tell you what I've seen consistently, I'd have to say Oh My Ghostess with Park Bo Young. She is currently in a new drama called Doom at Your Service. I've seen that drama 3 times. And then there is, what is it called? It's a drama that actually has 2 seasons. And it's called Hello My 20s, I think. And I've seen that one 3 times. How many times have I seen that one? Here it goes. Hello My 20s. I'm spelling that completely wrong, guys. Yay, I found it. And yes, Hello My 20s, and that one is a 2017 drama. Oh my god. Wowza. Familiar actors and actresses in this drama is Park Eun-bin, Han Ye-ri, Han Song-young. I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. And is that who I think it is? Okay, yes it is. And then Ryo Ha-young. And that was my phone. Yes, so those are some of the familiar actresses. If you don't know, and I can go into depth on another episode, but I've seen that drama twice, and it has two seasons, so that's four times basically. So yeah, I don't really have a favorite, but those are the dramas that I've seen. I guess you can say that's my favorite. It's Okay Not to Be Okay. I've seen it twice. Yeah. Yep. So there you go. That's a little history for you guys on K-dramas that I've seen. To be quite honest with you guys, I can go into a long spiel about it, but that's it. Yeah, that's all that I have for this episode. I know it's not very long, but it is something where I wanted to just kind of share with you guys my thoughts, history, hobbies, etc. I would love to hear more about you guys. Give me some feedback, give me some comments, let me know what you guys think, ideas, anything would be great. Just so I can have more segments and just more for you guys on each episode that I'll be airing. And love and support, you know, I want to be that friend for those that don't have a friend to talk to about dramas or just don't have a friend in general. I am that person. If you're looking into wanting to listen to, or I should rephrase that, if you're looking into wanting to watch any more dramas, I'm someone that is willing to listen to, so to give you some ideas and show you some ideas. So let me know. Hit me up in the social media links that I have on the description for this episode, and yeah, I got nothing else. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please follow us on all of our social media platforms. If you guys want to get personal, there's also mine if you want mine. But yeah, thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys real soon. Thanks guys, bye.